which houses its title in the New Revised Standard Version, God the Creator. And it says in part, "You cause the grass to grow for the cattle and plants for people to use, to bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden a human heart, oil to make the face shine and bread to strengthen the human heart. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them the birds build their nests, the stork has its home in the fir trees. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to God, for I rejoice in the Lord." These are the words from one of the psalmists. Thanks be to God. When I first said that I would do today's service, the book club was reading Robin Wall Kimmerer's Braiding Sweetgrass. And I immediately thought of the line in the United Church of Canada's creed, which says, "To live with respect in creation," which became the title for today's message. What is creation? What is included in creation? Does it include everything? The plants and the rocks and the animals, the fish, humanity. I remember a service that I did at St. Andrew's where I asked all who were able to leave the sanctuary in silence and to go outside and to walk in silence around the church grounds to see, to hear, to touch, maybe even to taste, because there are some crab apples there, and to feel. And we were called back into the church in silence with the ringing of the church bell. And afterwards, some told me they appreciated what we had done that Sunday. And so I asked this morning, when have we stood and walked in silence outside of our home? To experience possibly the sound of the wind in the trees, to see the wind moving across the grass or a field of grain in waves. We don't live beside the ocean, but if we see the wind blowing through a field, it also presents waves. Part of creation. When have we taken time to feel the presence of the Creator among us and within us? And how do each of us live with respect in God's creation? The psalm chosen for today speaks of God the Creator and how dependent all of creation is upon that Creator for food, for our very life and breath itself. And of course, we include humanity as part of this creation, but we have not always been cognizant of that, and so we have done things that harm God's creation. So I ask, in today's environment, how do we as individuals and collectively as communities of faith live with respect and creation? We cannot stop individually the environmental crisis that is upon us, but we can still do things individually that help God's creation to survive. For perhaps we can relearn a few things by listening to people like Kimmerer, who is an indigenous botanist and professor of environmental biology. And one of the many articles in her book speaks of asking and thanking the earth as we plant. And I know people who have done that and who do that. For when the earth is asked if we can plant something in our garden in a particular spot, and we put our trowel in, if the trowel does not go down, the earth is saying no. However, if our trowel goes down, the earth is saying yes. And whether our trowel goes down or not, we are to thank the earth for responding. How many people thank creation for the rain we received last week? When and how do we ask and thank the earth for our food? Because our food does not come like we buy it in a store, but our food comes from the earth. And so what plants do we plant? And are they compatible with one another? For plants speak to each other, not of course in human language, but in language that plants understand. In my devotions, I often read from Richard Wagamese's book, Embers, One Ojibwe's Meditations. And I want to read a couple of passages from his book now. He writes, "I've been considering the phrase all my relations for some time now, and it's hugely important. It's our saving grace in the end. It points to the truth that we are all related, and that we are all connected, that we all belong to each other. The most important word is all. Not just those who look like me, sing like me, dance like me, speak like me, pray like me, or behave like me. All my relations. That means every person, just as it means every rock, mineral, blade of grass, and creature. We live because everything else does. If we were to choose collectively to live that teaching, the energy of our change of consciousness would heal each of us and heal the planet." We live because everything else does. Consider that for a moment in God's creation. For as we live with respect and creation in our daily lives, may we include all of God's creation in our actions, in our thoughts, and in our prayers. He also writes, "There are three strands in a braid of sweetgrass. They represent three spiritual qualities, maybe love, kindness, humility. When I smudge myself, I purify myself in those qualities. I prepare myself for my day with the strength of those spiritual qualities. The smoke clings to my hair, my clothes, and it remains in the air of my home. And as I move through the day and smell that fragrance, I am reminded of how I have chosen to live. And in that is the power of greeting each day with reverence, with calm, and with prayer. That is how I learn to direct my humanity toward peace, equality, and harmony. One day, one person, one circumstance at a time. Often when I would officiate at a wedding, I would braid in three different colors, a braid, to represent the bride, the groom, and then togetherness. When you see a braid of any kind, what may be the qualities, the spiritual qualities you think of? Something to consider. And then how do we live those qualities each and every day? Hopefully we do so with respect to all and for all whom we see, meet, and greet, including all of God's creation. The psalmist ends Psalm 104 with these words. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have breath. May my meditation be pleasing to God, for I rejoice in the Lord. And so now, as we continue in our worship, let us say together the Creed of the United Church of Canada, as shown on the screen. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. And now let us take a moment for reflection.